Any names that you might have heard by other groups of people, and what would Negroes call them if they were born to an unmarried woman?
Well, only thing they could call them is illegitimate or bastard.
Okay. Any terms that might have been used by people in jesting or something, making fun of a child that was born illegitimately?
Well, they used to speak of them as a stray colt.
Okay. If I said, or if you said, Jane is a loving child, and then I said, but Peggy is a lot, they were both affectionate.
I would say she was a sweeter child.
All right, what if I use the same term, Jane is a loving, could you do that, but Peggy is a lot?
A lot more affectionate.
Well, could you use loving? Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot.
Well, Peggy is a lot sweeter, a lot lovelier.
How about lovingly, something like that?
More affectionate.
Okay. A child that's lost its father and mother is called an
orphan.
And a person appointed to look after an orphan is called a
well, it'd be an adoption, and a child would be foster parents.
Well, sometimes you think of there's an angel that might be around you in spirit, and you call that angel what? What angel?
Guardian.
Okay. If you have a lot of cousins, nephews, and nieces around, you might say the town is full of my
family, my kinfolks.
Okay.
Kinfolks is a common expression.
If someone has the same family name but doesn't look like you,
resembled?
Well, but you might say that she or he is no what to you?
Be a resemblance.
Well, but there is a resemblance, but they're not relatives of yours, so you say that they're not.
I would say they're not not related, not kinfolks.
Okay.
Not with no kin. That word kin is common expression.
How about someone who comes into town and no one has ever seen him before? You say that he's a
stranger.
Okay. What was the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Martha.